Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gim Tashmisha Kedusha Kegoyin Tikshel Svarim Mezuzos, things that serve the Kedusha, like a bag or container that you put Svarim into or Mezuzah into, which was Tefillin, the straps of a Tefillin, Agash, you know it's going to be Sefer Torah, the box you put Sefer Torah into it, or a Chumash, box you put a Chumash in, Kishish, you know it's going to be Sefer Torah, some type of support that you put a Sefer Torah on, a table, a chair, Vilan Shetoyim Lefnei Heichel, or a Baruchus that you hang in front of the Heichel. Yeah. Now this is a Chiddush, because all the other things you put the Sefer Torah or Dav Shabbatusha into, here it's just in front of our Gaidish. So he says that this is really not Noig Bezman Azeh, because nowadays we just have it covering the Aron Kodesh, which is not serving the Kedush itself. In those days they used to paroicha sometimes to wrap it the Sefer Torah. So Kolpanim, all these other things that you put the Kedusha directly into, Yeshlem, Kedusha itself, the Gaidish, and they have Kedusha, and when you finish using them, you have to put them into Gneza. So even if it's a whole box that you put the Svarim in, you have to put the box into the Gneza. Rambam says, "V'dafke ha'davar shenichem b'em ha'kedusha, v'dafke ha'davar shenichem b'em dvar ha'kedusha, b'atzmai, lifa'omim. Dafke, the thing that you put the kedusha itself onto, sometimes, or something that was made for the covid, k'goyin amichsa shel ha'kroshim, shel ha'svarim, some type of covering on the wood that is used for certain types of svarim." They used to make some type of container out of wood, and they would for his farm, and they put some tapestry or something on it to decorate it. All those things are considered tashmish hakedusha. Aval oisim mikza shu lishma oisim mikza. If you just have a box or a covering for a safe, and you put another thing, a plastic, on it to protect the outer one, that is that covering which is on the kroshim leimikri tashmish. It's a second level from the Kedusha, and therefore it's not Kedusha. There are those that say, "Talay mikrei aron hakodesh, ela imu kumin algas she'ena also rak lekavod hateira." Those that say it's not considered aron kodesh unless it's specifically made in the kavod hateira. Aval aron habani b'chayma, if you have a box which is connected to the wall, shenasa the shmira, it was made just to watch things in, then it's not lo mikra tashmish kedusha. L'chol shekein in my svarim is kalkulin boi demuta litla misham. Surely, if it's a place which the svarim are getting ruined in it, then you're allowed to remove it and destroy that thing. Also, l'chavis mit pachol shesei b'toy b'meir aglaim b'fnei hakovid. It's now allowed to launder the garment that you cover Sefer Torah with urine. And the same thing applies for any Tashmish Kedusha, because it's not considered covered for that object. The general rule is if something's actually touching the Tashmish Kedusha, even if it's not covered, it has a din of Tashmish Kedusha and you can't throw it out. Something which is made for covered and it's not touching the Kedusha, that's also considered Tashmish Kedusha. For example, some silver ornaments that you have on the coverings itself, that's also considered Tashmish Kedusha. The Peroiches that we mentioned before, that's only a Mechitza, and it's Bechlal not on the Kedusha itself, and therefore it does not have Kedusha.